Well, you can see we have a visiting priest with us. This is Father Pushpa, and he actually hails from East India, and he'll talk a little bit about that. And but right now he's here in the area in Whitewater, and he's a Schoenstatt father. So I think a lot of you have a great connection to the Schoenstatt missions, and so I'm going to turn this over to Father.
It's beautiful to begin with prayer for priests, and it's also nice to see so many boys serving at the altar, right? We don't get to see in many churches, and that's a good start. And I hope and wish that some of you will be priests one day, right? Okay, it's God's call, and that's what we are invited to respond to God's call. And it'll be nice to have more priests from here. Good. That's what we wish. That's what we pray for. And the readings also invite us to pay more attention to God's voice. And today's reading, particularly the gospel, is the one which is talked about a lot. Correct? We all have some concerns about who will make it to heaven. Do you talk about it? Do you think about it? Hello? We do. And the fact that on a Sunday morning you are here in this church is a desire that you want to make it to heaven. Hello? That's why you're here. And we want to make it to heaven. We all long to be one with the Father, one with the Son, one with the Holy Spirit, one with those who have gone before us. And that's the desire we come. And that's why when we talk about this theme of coming to heaven, we also get very emotional, right? Said, who will come? Who will not come? Oh, no, I know him. No, definitely he know. We make our own judgment. He or she, oh, no, they know. No, the way they live, no. And that's also sometimes we become energetic, enthusiastic. Sometimes we become angry too, right? How can they make it? The beauty of the gospel today is God invites us, rather than indulging ourselves in a dialogue of who is going to make it and who not, He invites us always to be abiding by His commandments. And if we don't, we might be losing more time in presumption, right? Two things. One is presumption. Do you presume something in life? We all do that, right? Particularly when it comes to relationship, when it comes to your family. You presume that your son or your daughter would do that. You presume that someone else will do that. When it goes according to your presumption, according to your expectation, you are happy. When not, what happens? You become disappointed, right? I didn't expect that from you. Where did that come from? Or also, such presumptions bring disappointments, and we also say presumption is the mother of all problems too. And you know from your own relationship, if you presume something and then if it doesn't happen, that brings disappointment. And that's why today, through the gospel, through the readings, God invites us, do not presume anything, rather be active, be enthusiastic about God, about His commandment. That one word, enthusiastic, en means with, theos means God. Be with God always and do what God tells us. And that's what nice to see with the young boys here around. They are so happily serving. That's what we are called to do. Okay, that is part of the gospel. Then you might be wondering, we know the gospel. We have our priest, Father Heilman. He would have done that good job. What are you here for, right? Do you ask that question? Good. I am here to talk about my mission. I come from southeast of India. How many of you have been to India? Good. So we are taking the rest of them to India next, right? Okay, good. I come from southeast of India, and there from 2005, Herr Schoenstatt Fathers, we began with an orphanage and also with a tuition center. And I am sure some of you are third generation, fourth generation German descendants, right? I see the name here, Conrad, or outside I saw the name Schoenberg in the cemetery, or other name Laufenberg, number of names which are German origin, right? Including your name, right? Heilmann. Good. So we are, maybe you might be second, third, anyone who speaks German here? Good, then I can say what I want. No. This community where I belong to, that comes from Germany, its name is Schoenstatt. Schön means beautiful, place, Stadt means place. That is the origin of our community, and the founder who started our community comes from Germany. He is a Palatine father, Father Joseph Kentenich, and he happened to live here in Milwaukee for almost 14 years. And in that time, we began with the movement here in the United States. Right now, we have some 50 to 80 sisters in Wisconsin and in Texas. And also, we are around 300 priests around the world. Now, we are around 50 priests in India from the region where I come from, that's Tamil Nadu. That's a language similar to what you have been singing, similar to Latin too, one of the oldest language. That's why when you are all singing in Latin, it soothes the mind and heart. It's really, when you are stressful, it's good to listen to that music. Listen to those classical languages because it really soothes your mind and heart. Good. That's, by the way. And then what we do two social work and one spiritual work. Social work is the orphanage. In that orphanage, what we have is one mother with 5 to 8 children. It's not like a dormitory system, but a system where one house has a mother and 5 to 8 kids. And the entire village has also a priest who looks after them as a director. We began with this policy after the tsunami. The whole concept, the whole intention is to give these children a sense of home, sense of belonging. As you know with your children, that those two elements, that the sense of belonging and sense of trust, is so crucial in their development. And that is why we began with that children's village, orphanage. And apart from that, we also do tuition centers in different villages. The difference between rich kid and poor kid, what is that? As good parents, you are engaged with the program of your kids, right? You have time and they come back from school, what are they doing? You pay more attention to that. If the same kids are from poor family background, they do not have those facilities because mom and dad, they might be still working or their environment is not conducive. So what we do in village setup, we offer tuition centers. We offer, we appoint a teacher and she takes care of those kids in the evening so that they have a special atmosphere where they can do their homework or also they can do other works under a supervision. That's why we call it tuition centers. So they do that social work too. Apart from these two works, since we also have spiritual work, we have a special devotion to Blessed Mother, and through her we bring those special pictures. You might have heard about Schoenstatt a number of times. That's a pilgrim mother movement. We bring those pictures, and it's not only a devotion. The devotion should also help us to shape our life. Are you with me? And that's why Blessed Mother is a concrete example of helping us to live in faith, trust, and confidence. Through bringing those images to the houses, we also promote a special devotion that helps us to educate ourselves, following the example of Blessed Mother. Not only to listen to the word, listening is good, it's important, but listening, if it stays only in the head, it doesn't help us to live that. So like Blessed Mother, we want to listen, but also we want to think through the heart, correct? If you really listen to the word and think it through the heart, eventually from the head to the heart, it will find its expression through the hands. And that is the active faith, which we would like to promote through a special devotion to our Blessed Mother. So these three works we do, two social work and one spiritual work. If you would like to support our work, I think, there will be a separate collection after communion. So you can make your contribution. Don't worry, if you haven't brought your donation, you can do that some other time here in the parish. Eventually it will reach the diocese and eventually it will reach us. So thank you so much for lending me your ears. Were you able to follow me?
Yes.
Better say yes, otherwise I'll begin again. No. No. Thank you so much, and I wish you all the very best for this lively parish. Wishing, as it is said, that many we will be listening to God's word, but it's also important that listening from the mind, listening from the head, goes to the heart and eventually finds its expression through the hands. Head, heart, and hand. If you are aligning them, then we will be living our life enthusiastically. En means with. Enthusiastic. Theos means God. Let us live our life with Him all the time, enthusiastically, in all that we are, in all that we do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.